Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, you'll be very excited to know. I may need to be drugged a little bit, but I'm thinking about we're thinking about getting another dog, man.
Oh yeah?
That's awesome. It's a terrible decision.
Shut up, Clint.
Terrible decision.
I mean, I'm with you. I feel like I'm being drugged here a little bit.
Angels, we don't deserve.
I do, man. We just got them holes filled. In the backyard, coming through lovely. We've had to go out of town a little bit. Boy, that bill on the staycation for the dog, but we're leaning towards maybe getting a.
Is there a breed you're looking at?
Yeah, free one,
safe.
Yeah,
safe.
That's free fair. And safe.
A safe? No, not a free one. I will pay a little bit more money.
I mean, that thoroughbred.
You don't want somebody else's problem.
to be honest, I pay a little bit more money than when I. No, but yeah, man. The kids are fired up.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I you got three kids, man.
And listen, and I love like I'm not like I'm I, not Tyler, I'm but I love.
I'm talking about the responsibility, man. Like, yeah. I mean, what do y'all do? What do you do when y'all leave the house at? Which you leave here, but y'all leave house at 3 o'clock and you got practices and games and all that stuff till 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, he's good. He's good for that, but like.
Yeah, but we come home and everything's tore up or there's crap everywhere.
Oh, no, he's my bitch is in the kennel.
Yeah, he's in the kennel. Yeah, he's in the kennel. Yeah, he's in the kennel. Except for that one time when Bear somehow got himself out of the kennel.
Yeah.
Houdini!
Yeah. And the trash can found itself destroyed and tore apart up into the.
I'm telling you, I feel like we have the most self-sufficient dog in history.
Well, that's how Max was.
I mean,
Max
and still, man, I'm just.
You're still a hater on the pup.
Yeah, it's the responsibility. I tore down an old raggedy fence and put up a fence. Didn't go all the way to the water with it. Every time she gets out, she's in three neighbors down. Backyard. So every time she goes outside, you got to walk outside with her and watch her the whole time.
Yeah.
This morning she came in. I got some guys doing some stucco work. This morning she came in. She must have played underneath their little rack because she's got stucco literally in her long fur all over her back. She's like, walking around the house.
Good girl, Galizzi.
She comes home from my in-laws' house where they've got a doggy door. So she comes and goes as she pleases, right? And they're cool with it. If she goes outside and gets muddy and comes in and jumps on the couch, oh no, they're they get mad about it, but they're not mad at her, right? She ain't got a doggy door at the house. So she got to where if that door's closed, hey, she let it rip right there on that old floor.
Yep, right there. Bam.
I mean, it's just a different, which is fine. When I first adopted a dog with my wife, when I married my wife, it wasn't no big deal because it's the only thing we got going. It's cool. Let's take it for a little walk. There's one time I took her for a walk down here in River Oaks, and I told my wife, you about lost me. That dog right there attracts him honeys now. Let me walk that dog again. I mean, there were three different gals in damn
that dog right there. And damn near them honeys.
And damn near bikinis walked up one of them. Hey, is that you? Well, yeah, but it's my girlfriend's. It's my fiance's. Everybody relax.
Yeah.
I told my wife. I said I can't walk that dog no more. She is pretty, but damn, she. I mean, now that we got two kids. Oh,
Cornbread said, "Don't do it."
I don't know. I don't know why you even think about it.
Got cornbread hating on the pups. Man,
kids want it. I mean, hell, we've always not always had a dog, but. For the most of the time since they've been around,
man's best friend.
Maybe about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, we hadn't had a dog.
I'd be trying to make a deal with Tyler. If something goes south, Tyler, you got to come get it.
Hey, man, I'm full up. I got three elderly bitches at the house.
You can take another one. You can take a fourth.
I don't know, man. I got three ladies in double digits. I got my hands
full. I wouldn't put Bear on you. But Bear take your mom. Either he'll get taken out or... he'll take some others out.
I got a full pack, man.
Someone said they giving away. I want to be a little bit more aggressive on the selection.
Well, you want to be a little more selective when
you're be a little aggressive on the selective. No, we went to this place in Sugar Land, Talliard's. good little spot, indoor, outdoor thing. Kids run around. We just, you know, sit there and
drink.
Somebody
brought the dogs, didn't they?
Well, they had them dogs for sale. Like, when you walked up
got
there.
Him.
Oh, man. Hey, they all.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost had me, boy. They had some pretty puppies. Then I took a deep breath, just like I am when I'm at a car dealership for about 5-10 minutes. Man, that would be nice. Then I said, yep, keep on moving here.
you know, the one thing, and I'm softening up here a bit. Like, the Alaskan Klee Kai that we have, they're the most independent dog ever. Like, there is no cuddling. There's no, hey, let's just chill on the couch and watch TV. There's none of that. Like, they are the most independent. Like, don't even want to be, if you ain't feeding them or giving them a treat, don't even want to be in a room with you. Don't want no piece of you. So I do have a dog that brings, I mean, very little, like, would you say man's best friend, Tyler? Like, very little of that to the table.
Yeah, he's not giving you hell. Not like Bear.
They're gifts from the Lord.
Bear had your head on a swivel. Wasn't comfortable.
Wasn't comfortable
till he got. I couldn't rest or turn my brain off till he got in the kennel.
Looking for that safety coming over the middle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Khaleesi.
Well, when I let that joker go out to that backyard to use.
You grew up with it. Nobody seemed to want to marry.
I said, go ahead and use the bathroom. Go ahead. I let him go out there and use that bathroom without. And that joker looked at me and said, joke's on you because I ain't coming in.
Hey.
And I'm going to bark out here, and it's 10:30 at night. I ain't coming in.
And if you go inside, I'm going to chew up your barbecue pit.
You go inside, I'm going to stand right there. You'll never catch me. I wish you'd have saw me out there in that backyard of him.
Did you actually try? Like, get out there in a wide stance and try to catch him? Uh-huh. Then you realize, what am I doing?
Trying to get him by his collar.
Realize, and then, toying him with you?
And then I had to go. He'll get them kids. Them kids will get him. I had to go in there and wake up Trey. And hide around the corner so he couldn't see me. Trey, go out there and get him. Woke Trey up out of sleep.
Chased him around the corner.
His corner was out. I woke him up out of sleep. And I hit it in. And then he ran in and followed Trey. And then he got in, turned a completely different person is what he did. Hey, I head to that kennel. Nah, you ain't got to usher me. Nah, I head to that kennel. Nah, man, but I'm thinking about doing it. Hey, you had the question last night. Obviously, we saw the NBA draft lottery, and the Mavericks got the number one pick. The Spurs got the number two pick. The Rockets, who had the ninth the ninth best odds.
Just have a stroke.
That's something, man. Listen,
what?
That's not going to win on that one. The ninth best odds got the 10th pick overall. But you're looking at this and you're like, maybe the NFL should adopt this.
I mean, there's just a lot of conversations being had about this draft and how, and really, and I'm thankful for the conversations that are being had today because it's clear that there are some gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen that are working in TV. The gentlemen have played the game before, and they are as disgusted as I am with the idea of tanking. And I guess I never really looked at the draft lottery in the NBA through the whole tanking lens. It, obviously, it's why it exists and it makes sense, and I get it. But I guess I've just never looked at it through the lens of the football lens and say, how does that work? How would that work at the NFL? And having been here and watch the Texans. I don't, and I'm just adamant about this. I don't believe players tank. I believe organizations tank. When you hire David Culley, you are absolutely tanking. No question about it. When you
somehow they got the fourth pick.
Yeah. Somehow it didn't work out, right? But you know, it is when you add that little caveat to it, or that reality to it. Maybe it's not such a small caveat. It's a reality to what the lottery is. I'm not opposed to entertaining it at the NFL level.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. One, the NBA, there was a real, it was clear. It was clear as day that there were teams just.
Well, it still is. Hell, Houston did it.
Clear as day. And it became a problem, a big thing that everyone was looking at. And so that became a big talking point around the league. Do you get the feel that tanking is a big talking point in the NFL? Like, do you feel that? Like, hell, we know we don't see it here. Lovie Smith sure as hell wasn't tanking. And it actually worked out. His ass was trying to beat the Colts that day and succeeded and somehow worked out. I just don't get the feel. Like, I think the NFL has some issues. I don't get the feel that tanking is an issue. And to me, if you bring a lottery in, you bring exactly what Tyler and many of these people were talking about to start the show is, could you imagine? Oh, Arch is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, how in the hell the Jets won it? The Jets won the NFL draft lottery. Like, I just, like, you don't need to invite, like, there are people out here who believe that the officials are cheating for the Chiefs to this day or cheating for certain teams. You damn sure don't want to get to a point where, all right, we've got a draft lottery and this thing and certain players get this.
Know.
And I just, I think if it was a big thing, a tanking in the NFL was a big thought of perceived problem, I could hear it. But I don't think it's a perceived problem, and I think you invite other things in.
I don't think it's a major problem, but I do like the wrinkle. I do like it doesn't have to become this huge problem for it to be something that needs to be addressed. It clearly happens. Now, does it happen to a point? I think at the NFL level, the difference is you could have the number two or number three overall pick, and you could still be in a really, really, really good spot, where in the NBA, one versus two is totally different. This year, anyway, one versus two, at least in theory, but when you look at it, everybody's wanting that one single player, that LeBron James and, you know, that kind of deal. I think the NFL is different from that perspective, but I would be willing to entertain it. I would be willing to entertain that. And, because if you look at it, really in football, you're the top, usually, with the exception of the trades that occur and teams end up with. You know, teams that end up, you know, after having a really good season with a top 10 pick, typically your top 10 picks are teams that are either in the middle of a rebuild or they just flat out suck.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.